Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio one of the four candidates for the Palmer City Council election coming up on October 3rd, Kenny Pasenik Linden. Welcome, Kenny.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So we're going to run through the questions. We're asking each of the candidates the same questions.
Sounds good.
And the first one begins, how do you see yourself working with others serving on the council? And there are multiple parts, so let me run through them. Do you collaborate well across ideological divides? And although local elected positions are considered nonpartisan, how do you view political parties or ideology as influences on the current race?
Yeah, so this might sound a little trite, but I'm willing to work with anyone who's interested in getting things done. I think I have a lot of experience with working across ideological divides. I also have a degree in conflict resolution and conflict transformation, which I think might be very helpful on the city council when it comes to working from a lot of diverse backgrounds and bringing a lot of diverse perspectives together. I come from a very diverse family, and so I'm used to having sometimes really challenging conversations where we disagree and then are willing to come back together and sit down and have dinner very happily. And so I think having different viewpoints is necessary, part of the political process, part of the democratic process, especially on the council. I think it's good not to have an echo chamber. So it's good to be able to challenge people's perspectives to really pull out what's best for the entire community. It is a nonpartisan race, like you mentioned. I'm unaffiliated with any political party. I'm running primarily because I love our community and I want to give back to our community, not because I have a particular agenda or political platform. I just see less of a divide between political parties in this race as I do between the old guard and the new guard, and possibly this moving from a perspective where this is where we've always done it and this is how we've been doing it for a lot of years. One of the incumbents has been on the council for almost 20 years, and I think part of the process, and especially for city council needs to see some new fresh blood. And I was born and raised here in Palmer, and I think this is the political process working. This is our community growing and teaching and mentoring new people to step into those shoes. And I feel like that's why I'm coming to this race.
Okay, thank you. Question two. How do you reach your constituents, or will you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised?
Yeah, so I'm very adept at social media outreach, and I'm hearing from a lot of people that would never turn out to city council meetings. I'm getting private messages that want to sit down and have coffee, that want to talk. I'm also talking to people on the doors, and I'm hearing a lot of, like you said, that feeling of disenfranchisement. And I think it stems from voter apathy in a lot of ways and a lack of community engagement because we don't have term limits. I think the majority of people want to see some new change coming into Palmer City Council. The most common comment that I'm hearing on the doors as I talk to voters and our neighbors is, thank you for running. We need new people, and which has been fantastic. There hasn't been a lot of conversations about political party. It's been, thank you very much. Thank you for running. So I think people are craving those new perspectives on council. And because I'm connected to a very active part of Palmer's community, I have, I think, a lot of connections with people that maybe don't make it to city council meetings, but have a vested interest in the work that we do here in Palmer. And I was born and raised here. My family has very deep roots. I have a very diverse and extensive network of connections, both family and friends, and professionally as well as through my volunteer work. I'm also, full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors with Radio Free Palmer, as well as Alaska Family Services. And so I see a lot of different parts of our community, and I'm able to talk to those people where they are and meet them where they are, rather than forcing them to come out to city council meetings, which sometimes isn't reasonable either timing wise or isn't available for some people. So I also think mailing feedback forms out with water bills would be a great idea just when it comes to surveying the community. I know the city of Palmer has feedback forms available online. So even just getting out and letting people know that they can give the city direct feedback in whatever way works for them, I think would be a great way to do it.
Okay. Question number three. What is your stance on term limits? The assembly, the borough assembly, for example, has limits, good or bad. The Palmer City Council has discussed a ballot initiative about term limits. Should there be more discussion?
Yes, actually, I believe there should be. I support term limits. I think they're necessary for the Palmer City Council to increase voter buy-in as well as community engagement, because I think there's a lot of people that feel left out because they're used to a lot of the same old, and they would like to see new blood on the council. And I think term limits would help with that. It would help with people feeling empowered to run for city council. I think we have a lot of fabulous community members that have incredible expertise in their fields. And by having term limits, I think it would greatly encourage them to not only run for city council, but to serve the city and our community for a few years and then be able to step back and let new people come in. I think it's part of an elected official or a civil servant's responsibility to mentor those new and perhaps younger or up and coming volunteers and people that want to give to our community. And so it shouldn't be public service, it's service. And I don't think it should be maybe part of it's such a great responsibility and it's such a great gift to be able to give to the community, both time and expertise. I think it shouldn't be so much about the individual city council member. It should be about the greater community. And so really encouraging people to come together and get involved. And I know the assembly has two consecutive terms. It was discussed last year by the city council, and the great majority of public input was overwhelmingly supportive of term limits. Unfortunately, it did not pass on the city council, and both of the incumbents that are currently running voted in opposition to term limits. So that's part of the reason why we don't have them yet.
Okay. Mike Malevsky, and I'm here talking with Kenny Pasenik-Linden, one of the four candidates for two seats on the Palmer City Council on the ballot October 3rd, 2017. Question number four. How do you view your relationship with the state as a local policymaker? And other parts to that, what would you like to see the state provide to the city of Palmer in light of the current fiscal crisis? And do you support being a member of statewide organizations such as AML in order to influence state policies?
Yeah, so I'll work backwards through those aspects of the question. I think, yes, AML has a lot of benefit for the city. It's the Alaska Municipal League, and I think it gives Palmer City Council members an opportunity to work with other municipalities across the state and network, as well as create influence, I think, within the governing body as well. The AML has a sustainability committee currently in light of the fiscal crisis that we are seeing from the state level. And so they have been drafting resolutions to communicate directly with the state and with the governor about what the needs are of local communities. We are seeing drastic cuts in what used to be considered community or revenue sharing, which revenue coming from, oil revenue, and has now been drastically reduced and is now called community assistance to local municipalities. And so we're seeing, especially small villages are seeing huge cuts, and small communities like Palmer are seeing huge cuts, and in comparison to the greater aspect of our budget. So when it comes to what we need from the state, I think we need open communication. We need very clear communication about what we can expect for funding levels from those community assistance programs, as well as good relationships with our Valley delegation, including our Palmer delegates, so Senator Shelley Hughes and Representative Delana Johnson, and making sure that they're advocating for what is best for our community and what's best for Palmer. And I think along those lines are, and especially when it comes to direct communication with the state, I know a lot of our city works get a lot of feedback from people about our roads, and the two roads in particular are the Glen Highway and the Old Glen, and those are state maintained roads. And so there's not a lot that the city can actually do with them. But if we partner with the state and we have an advocate within city council to be able to maintain those roads in a way that they're enhancing our community. I live on North Valley Way, and I see a need for a pedestrian crossing between North Valley Way and South Valley Way to connect the bike lane with the bike path, to connect Swanson and Sherrod and the Academy Charter, the schools on North Valley Way side, with the youth center and the bike park on South Valley Wayside. I see a lot of kids crossing that road. It's incredibly busy. A lot of big trucks and a lot of, unfortunately, speeding of people coming into town, and kids without bicycle helmets sometimes. And I know I cringe watching a lot of kids cross the road. I've been known to crossing the road myself, have to wait upwards of 5 minutes for traffic. And that's something that the city will have to work with the state on. So open communication.
Okay, thank you. Question number 5. What is your perspective on the way the city council functions currently? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose, for example, a full-time or strong mayor?
Yeah, so I think back to this community engagement piece as well. I think a lot of the feedback that I'm getting is that the council feels stagnant, that there's maybe not as much movement or vision than there could be on council, and working towards creating and enhancing the community that we all love. I think we could also have better relationships with our boards and commissions. I hear from a lot of people that it's sometimes difficult for those that are on boards and commissions to work with the council, just because I've talked to a few people that they've brought a lot of great ideas forward to the council, and the council isn't always open or receptive to hearing some of those recommendations. And so fostering better relationships, I think, across the board. I think we have a great city manager in Nate Wallace, and I think since we do have, as the city of Palmer, we have a council manager style government. And I think that works really well, because we're bringing somebody in to work administratively that has a lot of expertise with running the city efficiently, as well as fiscally responsibly. And I think that works well. So I'm not in favor of a strong mayor or changing that. We are a home rule municipality, and so we in a lot of ways are trying to do what's best for our community here in Palmer without a lot of input from the state side. And so by having someone that is able to work well with the community, and it and our manager does that, I think that's fantastic. And so I think being able to, as a city council member, I think being able to really foster those relationships, outside of city council meetings as well. Being a city council member doesn't just mean attending city council meetings. It means becoming an expert on all aspects of what it means to run the city of Palmer, because the city council and our mayor are the ones that are directing what our manager does. Our manager can only do what the city council is able to allow them to do. So being able to get to know our departments, have those conversations with our administration. And so when we do come to meetings, being able to have really strong, but also really effective communication and conversations, I think, around the table would be great.
Okay. Question number 6. Should you win election and serve on the council, what topics have you identified as most important?
Yeah, so I've touched on a few of them. Community engagement is such a huge thing to me. I see so many people in Palmer that are unengaged with what's going on politically or event-wise. I understand why they either choose to, but for those that want to be involved, we should be able to offer them opportunities and ways to get involved. I'm a member of a young family. I have an 11-month-old, and my husband and I, we get out into the community in a really active way, and seeing more active family events would be fantastic. We attend the Monday Night Happy Run, as well as support Grow Palmer and ways of getting people out on our trails, out on our bike paths and our bike lanes, which is another piece of what I'm really passionate about, is walkable and bikeable parts of our community. So a lot of our sidewalks aren't ADA compliant, and they have ADA being the American Disabilities Act, which means a lot of our residents that use wheelchairs or walkers have trouble getting on and off the sidewalks and on and off the pavement, which is really difficult if we want to be a walkable community. And so I've talked to some residents that say that our street sweepers sometimes sweep sand up onto the sidewalk and their walker cannot push through that sand. And so it makes it difficult to get downtown to our local businesses, to our restaurants, and even to the grocery store. And so making that a top priority, as well as our bikeable areas. So our bike paths, our bike lanes, and our trails, I think, are such a huge asset of what makes Palmer such a great place to live. We're lucky that we live on a street that has a bike lane, but a lot of our bike lanes stop and end in nowhere, and our bike paths stop and end in nowhere, which makes it really difficult to get from one side of Palmer to the other while staying safe on a bike path or in a bike lane. We pull a trailer for our little one, and I do not want to ride along the side of the highway. I don't want to ride alongside the road, because it's, if we could be on a bike lane or a bike path, it would be much safer, especially for young kids on bikes and for families. And it's the same. Sometimes our streets just don't have sidewalks. Even streets in downtown Palmer near the heart of our city, there won't be sidewalks. And so you're ending up either crossing the street many times to get to a sidewalk, or walking along the edge of the road, which makes it really difficult to, especially for young kids. And we want to foster young kids getting out and being active, especially I live right around the corner from the elementary schools, Swanson and Sherrod. And I don't see as many kids out and about as I used to when I was growing up. We did a lot of walking to school when I was a kid. And I feel like parents don't feel like their kids are safe in the spaces that we have at the moment. So making sure that we update that and we are supporting those that want to be out and about. So as well as street side recycling, I had a conversation recently with the director of the recycling center, and there are some really great, easy things that we could do as a city within city government to reduce waste and reduce, reuse, and recycle, as well as for the greater city of Palmer residents. And I think if we make that a priority as a city council, then we have opportunity to become a zero waste community. Just the borough has adopted that plan of becoming a zero waste community, where we're reducing as much waste as possible going into the landfill. Because that a lot of what we think could be that will break down within the landfill doesn't actually. There has been underground fires going on for years in our local landfill over on 49th State Street. And so the more that we could keep out of the landfill, that we are making our community of a zero waste community, I think would be fantastic. I've spoken about term limits, that I support term limits, and I think they're really important to becoming part of that community engagement piece. I think all of these aspects will lead to the vibrant downtown that we love, that we have. People love Palmer, especially in the Valley, because we're the gateway to fantastic hikes. We are, we have the Alaska State Fair. We have great businesses and places to eat. And so really encouraging that and making sure that that's part of a priority when we're planning into the future. I support a plastic bag ban, which has been spoken about recently. The city of Wausau is contemplating that right now as well. As well as appealing to young families. So I was born and raised here, graduated from Palmer High. I went to college out of state, and I came back. And I'm seeing a lot of my peers start to come back, and they want to settle in Palmer. They want to have families here, but they need the opportunities to be able to do that. And so if we are retaining talent and growing complementary businesses to our community, things like offering art programs and maybe an IT aspect. My husband's a software engineer and currently works in Anchorage, but would love to be able to work here in Palmer. And making sure that we are thinking about long range and long term planning with both development as well as our open and green spaces, and as well as our business aspects too. So I love those tennis courts over by the ball fields, over near the airport. We try to get out and play tennis, and the tennis courts really need a lot of love. It's been a while since they've been resurfaced too. So just making sure that we're increasing the quality of life that we have here in Palmer, and doing it in a way that we're being fiscally responsible with our tax dollars. But I think it's just a matter of prioritizing to be able to offer those aspects to all Palmer residents.
Okay. Any other last comments you'd like to make before we finish?
I would just love to encourage everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday, October 3rd from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. over at the Matsu Borough Building or the Palmer Senior Center, depending on which precinct you live in. Early voting starts on Monday, September 18th, and you can vote during open business hours over at the Matsu Borough Building. There are four candidates running, and there are two open seats. You can vote for two candidates, and so please get out and vote for two. And that's something that I think we sometimes forget, and I think would be we have a couple of great candidates and some new blood coming in, and I would encourage you to get out and vote. And thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate the time, and I look forward to serving our community.
All right. Thank you, Kenny Pasenik Lindent, for coming in today.